Dreamscape Lore presents A Hired Blade, written by J.C. Rycroft. Read for you by Catherine Littrell. Dedication. For the Rogue Riders, for their gentleness, encouragement, and insight, and for not hating me for the end of this book. Much. Author note. This novella is not all puppies and sunshine, I'm afraid, and there's some naughty language, dark events, and explicit content. For a full content note, including a comprehensive set of trigger warnings, which I'd encourage you to do if you're wondering, what exactly do they mean by dark, though? Please visit the book's online home, www.jcrycroft.com/a-hired-blade. Chapter 1. I grin as I bound up the stairs, skipping every second step and stride across the porch into the wrestler's wrangle. My skirts shift around my legs and my sword juts above my shoulder, drawing a couple gazes. Few women in Rescalin carry blades so openly, but I'm a travelling sellsword, so my appearance is half how I announce my wares. The Wrestler's Wrangle lies in Kalor, one of the satellite towns around Pastira, the capital of Rescalin. Much of the less formal parts of the business of the capital take place here. I wonder if that's what Karina called me here for. This pub has got to be my favourite place to raise a glass in the whole country. It's clean, the beer is good, and the lanterns hung from the ceiling cast warm light over golden brown wood. Comfy. And there's Karina. I have fond, if alcohol-fuzzed, memories of Karina and her crew raising sloshing cups with me and Petrus at the conclusion of another long caravan. That was the last run, or maybe the one before. I frown. That one had taken us from a harbour on the northern coast through grassy plains, across hills, and down through scrubby bush that hems in the sands of the Great Red Desert. I hope she's not proposing that same route and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?